Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place. Peter, Tom Beaudet, and P.J. O'Rourke each has 3 points. Kerry O'Connor has 2.
All right, Kerry, here we go. You're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. The day after he suffered a seizure at an inauguration luncheon, blank was released from the hospital.
Ted Kennedy.
Right. After leaving Washington Tuesday, blank was greeted by supporters in Midland, Texas.
George W. Bush.
Right. On his second day in office, President Obama ordered blank to be closed within a year.
Guantanamo Bay.
Right. A New York man was arrested after grocery store workers realized the lobster he was trying to return was blank.
Was dead?
Yes, it was just an empty shell. A replica of the inauguration made entirely of blanks went on display in Carlsbad, California.
Legos.
Right. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button received 13 blank nominations.
Oscar.
Making it the front runner, yes. Participants in this year's Lingerie Bowl say that playing the touch football game in their underwear at a blank is beneath their dignity.
At a Hooters.
No, at a nudist resort.
Oh.
The Lingerie Bowl, as I'm sure you know, a popular pay-per-view event featuring models wearing lingerie and football helmets. This year will be staged at the Caliente Nudist Resort in Florida, and the players are not happy about it. Quarterback Rebe Sky says, quote, "We as players were having a hard enough time dealing with the negative stigmas and stereotypes associated with the sport and playing attire before it was announced that we would be playing at a nudist resort," unquote. She then adjusted her thong and walked away, head held high.
You ever get the feeling that popular culture has just gotten beyond you?
It really does. Although, actually, the lingerie ball on the list of things men want, that's number 3.
On the widescreen TV.
On the widescreen
TV. That's number 4.
Yeah. Right. With a sandwich.
The widescreen TV, sandwich.
Carl, how did Kerry do in our quiz?
Kerry had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 14 points, and Kerry has the lead.
Oh, my goodness.
Good.
We'll see.
We have flipped a coin. Tom has elected to go next. Here we go, Tom. Fill in the blank. Although her confirmation was delayed, blank was sworn in as Secretary of State on Wednesday.
Hillary Clinton.
Right. Citing personal reasons, blank dropped her bid to become Senator of New York.
Carolyn Kennedy.
Right. On his first day in office, President Obama ordered a pay freeze for blank staffers earning more than $100,000 a year.
White House staffers.
Right. On their first night in the White House, Malia and Sasha Obama invited friends over to watch High School Musical 3 and Bolt and were surprised by a visit from blank.
The Jonas Brothers.
Right. Scientists in Australia discovered several previously undiscovered marine animals, including one known as the blank.
The two-headed shark.
No, the carnivorous sea squirt. According to a study from Brigham Young University, people live longer when they breathe blank air.
Clean?
Right, cleaner air. Beanie Babies maker Tie Incorporated said the names of its new Sweet Sasha and Marvelous Malia plush dolls were chosen randomly and have nothing at all to do with blank.
Oh, the president's daughters.
Right. A theater in Florida is implementing strict new prop rules after a prop gun used in Of Mice and Men turned out to be blank.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. Real.
Yes, a loaded real gun. 81-year-old Kelly Kellerman playing the role of Lenny at the Sarasota Senior Theater might have thought the bang was louder than it should have been and wondered what had just scratched his head. It was a bullet, of course, because one of the actors had thoughtfully donated his very real, very loaded gun to the production. Fortunately for Mr. Kellerman, the actor firing the gun is also a senior citizen with terrible aim. Said the slightly wounded but very happy actor, quote, "It makes me feel kind of special, my 15 minutes of fame." In fact, because of all the publicity, the theater has announced its next production will be a stage adaptation of The Wild Bunch. Carl, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Tom had a great round, 7 correct answers, 14 Ooh. More points. Whoa. He now has 17 points, and Tom has the lead. Well.
How many, then, does PJ need to win?
Well, he needs 7 to tie, but 8 to win outright.
All right.
Mm. Here we go, PJ.
Yeah.
After searching the Hudson River for days, investigators finally located the missing blank from the U.S. Airways
engine.
Plane that crashed last week. Right? The U.N. called for ceasefires and blank to be turned into a, quote, durable truce.
Gaza. Right? Good luck to them.
On Thursday, software giant blank announced it will cut 5,000 jobs over the next 18 months.
Microsoft?
Right. Wildlife officials in Clearwater, Florida, issued a warning about an escaped monkey who has been known to blank.
Imitate Joe Biden.
No, fling poo, oh. Fling poo when mad. What else? Mike Myers' film The Love Guru received nominations for Worst Picture, Worst Director, and Worst Actor in this year's blank nomination.
The Raspberry.
Right, the Razzies. A man fleeing police in Arizona found what he thought was the perfect hiding place, but then blank.
Like, drove away.
Exactly right.
Okay, all right.
The truck he was lying under drove away, leaving him lying there. Carl, did PJ do well enough to win?
He needed at least 7 to tie, but PJ had just 5 correct.
Oh, my God.
So with 17 points, Tom Baudet is this week's champion.
All right.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.